All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let us begin. Today's daf is Lamed Zayin. I want to begin by thanking our sponsors. To thank our Talmud Torah sponsors, excuse me, for the month of Elul, Ed and Faith Wolf and family for dedicating all of the Shiurim and Drashos this month in memory of our beloved father, grandfather, great-grandfather, Cyrus Wolf, Shalom Ben Tzvi Hirsch. Our week of learning sponsors, Alan Wiseman, in memory of his beloved wife, Rita Ruth, Rivka Rachel Bas Zachari Zichron Levracha, and Bernie and Sonia Kozlovsky, for dedicating the learning this week on the occasion of the or in celebration of the birth of their grandson, Aryeh Leib, Ben Yosef Mordechai, to their children, Pnina and Yoi Shacht. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, all of the Neshamos Avin Aliyah, this little boy will grow up in Meretz Hashem L'Torah, L'Chop L'Maisim Tovim. We thank all of our Mishpachos and all of our sponsors for their dedication. And Abosi, with that, let us begin. So today's Daf is Lamed Zayin 37. We are picking up in Meretz Hashem. We are picking up on Lamed Vav Amud Beis 36b at the two dots. So if you remember again, the Mishnah we quoted yesterday was a really fascinating and incredible Mishnah discussing the idea of the ability to go ahead and create multiple Eruvin. So remember again what's happening in this particular context is a person is not sure which direction they want to travel in. So a person sets up two different Eruvin, or it could be multiple different Eruvin, in different directions, and then essentially says that when Shabbos comes, I will figure out which direction I want to use. So I will say, so be Pashtos, we assume over here, remember the Mishnah reflects the view of, well, Rabbi Huda is the one who comments over here, and well, let's go like this. So the Mishnah reflects, we assume that the Mishnah is operating based on the principle of Brera, of retroactive clarification. That Erev Shabbos, I put in place a number of different circumstances and situations, and then Halacha L'maisa Shabbos, it becomes clarified which one I want to use, and therefore it becomes retroactively clarified to Erev Shabbos that this was the Erev I intended on using. Now, if you remember again in the last case, which you're going to pick up on over here, is if the Mishnah brings down the case, if a Scholar residence, a great Rav is coming, and I don't know which direction he's coming from. So again, if I put an Erev to the east and Erev to the west, if he comes from the east, then ultimately my Erev to the east should be good. If he comes from the west, my Erev to the west should be good. Rabbi Huda said, interestingly enough, then what ends up happening? A great scholar in residence comes in from one direction, and a Rabbi, right? I'm a Lami Dardiki, a children's teacher comes from the other side. So then again, the Mishnah said that ultimately I go in the direction of my Rebbe. Rabbi Huda said, what happens if two great scholars come? So Rabbi Huda said, if one of those scholars is my Rav, is my Rebbe, I go in that direction. It's ultimately almost like automatically clarified that my Erev should kick in that direction. So it says the Gemara, V'Rabbanon, now we'll say it appears that the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Huda, and the Rabbanon will say, V'Rabbanon zimnen dinechale b'charri tfei merabe. The Rabbanon will say, if two great scholars come, one of them happens to be my Rebbe, and let's say one of them happens to be a friend. So the Rabbanon will say sometimes people want to go to their friend more than their Rebbe. So you'll say, all the Gemara is pointing out over here is that Rabbi Huda kind of takes it for granted that if one of the Rabbeim who is coming in is my Rebbe, then of course I'm going to go in that direction. All the Rabbanon say, no, sometimes not, right? Sometimes people just want to go to a peer, to a colleague, to a friend, more than to their Rebbe. And therefore all the Gemara is saying is that the Rabbanon feel, unlike Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if your Rebbe ends up coming in, your Tchum automatically goes in that direction, the Rabbanon says still you have choice to decide which direction you would like to go in. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav said, Lisa l'masnisin miditani ayo. So we'll say, Rav said, our Mishnah is incorrect. And we'll say, specifically, our Mishnah, which posits that Rabbi Yehuda holds of Brera, that Rabbi Huda holds of Brera, look at Rashi, Leisel Masdisin, Diktani Leid Rabbi Huda, Hayushneim Rabbo, Salamakom Shir Seyelech, Ama Isleid Rabbi Huda Brera. So Rabbo say, the fact that our Mishnah indicates that Rabbi Huda holds of Brera is incorrect. Why? Because of Ayo. Rabbo say, Ayo is the name of a sage, because Ayo went ahead and taught differently. What did Ayo teach? Did Tani Ayo, Rabbi Huda Omer, In Adam Masna Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. So we'll say, Ayo quotes that Rabbi Huda holds that a person cannot make two simultaneous stipulations. Ella, In Bachacham Lemizrach, Eruv Lemizrach. Vim Bachacham Lemarev, Eruv Lemarev. Avalakan Ulakan Lo. So we'll say, apparently Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you want to make an Eruv to the east, you can make an Eruv to the east. You want to make an Eruv to the west, you can make an Eruv to the west. But to say that your Eruv should potentially work in either direction does not work. Now, says the Gemara, I don't understand. Sibo say, remember again, what's the case here? The case here is that I know that there is a scholar coming. What don't I know? What don't I know? I don't know if halacha lemais, I don't know which direction he is coming from, right? That's the part that I don't know. So I've set up an Eruv both to the east, both to the west. And then I figure on Shabbos, I'm going to go ahead and decide. So I don't understand. That's Breira. That's Breira. So the moment that Rabbi Yehuda allows for that is the moment that Rabbi Yehuda allows for Breira. So what's the pshat? To which the Gemara says, L'mizrach ul'mayrev nami in Breira. Am Rabbi Yochanan ukvar ba'chacham. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the case? What's the case that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to set up an Erev to the east, an Erev to the west, Rabbi Yochanan? The case is where the Talmud Chacham already came into the Tchum. He already came into the Tchum, right? Meaning, the Talmud Chacham has already come in, he's in close proximity to the city. What's missing over here? What's missing, Rabbi Yochanan? My knowledge. So in other words, what does Breira say? Breira says that right now, there is not sufficient information or knowledge or mitzias to determine an outcome. So Breira says, when that information or mitzias or reality comes into effect, retroactively it will be clarified ultimately, again, what I chose. So that's how we thought the Mishnah was operating, right? When I looked at the Mishnah, how did I understand the Mishnah? I understood the Mishnah like this. I know that a scholar in residence, Talmud Chacham, is coming to town this Shabbos, right? What don't I know? What don't I know? Which direction he's coming from. So no problem. What am I going to do? I make an Eruv to the east, I make an Eruv to the west. And then tomorrow, when I hear which direction he came from, then what? Then halacha lemais will be retroactively clarified that was the Eruv that I activated at Ben Hashemashos. And I will say that Rabbi Yehuda holds of that, which means Rabbi Yehuda holds of Breira, to which the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. But we'll say the case is where, already by Ben Hashemashos, the Talmud Chacham was already in the Tchum. The difference just is, I didn't know which direction he was coming in. So that's not a din in Breira, right? Breira means something that should have been in effect at Ben Hashemashos was not known or was not present. Here, the Talmud Chacham was already within the Tchum. I just didn't know which direction. So therefore, again, I make an Eruv to the east and Eruv to the west, but that's not called Breira. Look at Rashi. Am Rav Yochanan Kvar Bachacham. It's about five lines up from the bottom. Ari, learner, I think there should be a switch for those lights, for those chandeliers, just in the corridor, right behind the exit sign, if you want it, just looks a little dark back there. So the Gemara says as follows, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Ukvar Bachacham, Rashi says, Masnisin Bahachi Askinon, Shebachacham Kvar Kodem Ben Hashmashas. See, Rabbi say the case over here is where, Lemaisa, the Chacham already came before Ben Hashmashas. He already arrived. So the Gemara says, "Avazeh lo haya yodeh lehechan ba, o im ba, o lo. Ulemachar kishenishma giluye milsa ba'almahu veglay milsa dahu erev kana. Ve'ein zo samach al breiras safek elokniya vados." Sure, I mean the Tanach Chacham yikna lo erev. So we'll say, hear this interesting distinction. So this fascinating distinction is as follows. The Gemara suggests that halacha lemaisa. There's a teen Breira and Gilui Milsa. So this is interesting, right? So we'll say, so Gilui Milsa means the reality was already in effect. I just didn't know what it was. Everybody seems to subscribe to that. So versus Breira. Well, so what's Breira? Breira means the Metzias was not clarified. The Metzias only becomes clarified later on, and you could take a presently clarified Metzias and retroactively apply it. You hear that distinction? So I'll give you just a simple, and we have to go on, a very simple illustration of this. So for example, if the Talmud Chacham is coming to town, let's say before Shabbos, he was not within the Tum. He was not within the Tum. So therefore, we'll say what happens. Then Shabbos morning, I find out, he's on the east side of town. Fantastic. I'll activate my east side Eruv. What that requires, though, is that retroactively it's clarified that Ben Hashmashas, ultimately, again, my east Eruv was activated. Versus if the Tam Tchachem was already inside of the Tchum by Ben Hashmashas, which means that again, an Eruv was already activated by Ben Hashmashas. What was missing? I just don't know which one. So I find that, so it says, you hear that distinction? One takes a present reality and retroactively applies it. One goes ahead and says, no, the reality was already defined back then. I just didn't know. Or to say, if you want to use a little brisker terminology, one is the din in the gavra, one is the din in the chafza. Right? Breira really is a clarification in the chafza. The entity itself, the metzias itself, is not clear now, only becomes clarified later on. We then take that reality and retroactively apply it. Versus gilui milsa is a din in the gavra. The metzias, the reality, is known. It's absolutely known. It's just what? I don't know it. I'll find it out later on. I don't understand. So understand what's happening over here. As the Gemara comes along, Rabbi Yehuda, it appears from the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda absolutely subscribed to the concept of Breira, retroactive clarification. Ayo comes along and says, no, it's not true. And he quotes over here. He goes over here from the Braisa that says that no, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira. Tosh Gemara says, one second, what's going on over here? Why would we go ahead and set aside the Pashat reading of the Mishnah, which says that Rabbi Yehuda does support Breira in support of a Braisa brought down by Ayo? Adrabo, let me go ahead and negate Ayo's position from the Mishnah. Lo sakadait chad Hashem and Rabbi Yehuda d'las Breira. So the Gemara says no, because the truth is there is another Mishnah which indicates to us that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira. What is that other Mishnah? We'll say here we go. This is fascinating. This nan halakiach yamim ben akusim. If a person purchases wine from kusim, from non-Jews, so we'll say I purchase wine from non-Jews, which means now what do I have to do? I have to tithe my wine. Tav of lamed zayin Omer. So I say the following. Now, what happens over here is I want to go ahead and drink the wine, but let's say either I don't want to or I can't actively separate out the tithing portions right now. Okay, so that's the matiz. I'm going to tithe. I'm actually going to actually verbally designate, but I can't actually remove it right now. So what do I say? The two lugin that I'm going to ultimately separate, that's truma. Ten lugin should be Maiser Rishon. 9 lugin should be Maiser Sheni. Umechel v'shose miyad divrei Meir. So Meir says, once you go ahead and you actively make those designations, I will say, even though what haven't you done? What haven't you done? You haven't actually separated anything. What you're just saying, the 2 lugin that I will separate, the 9 lugin that I will separate, the 10 lugin that I will separate, that should be Truma, that should be Maiser Sheni. That's fine. Rabbi Meir says, you could do that. And you can drink. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say you're not allowed to do that. So we'll say, so what do you see? So what's this machlokes? Bepashtos, this is a machlokes in Breira. Right? Do you hold the Breira? So Rabbi Meir says, when you get around to going ahead and separating out the Chumas and Maisrus, that which you separate becomes retroactively clarified that what was the items that you initially designated. So Rabbi Meir holds a Breira, yet Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say, you can't do this. If you want to drink the wine, you have to actively separate out Shumas and Maisus. So I will say, so you see from here, there's another Mishnah, which apparently goes with the approach that Rabbi Huda does not hold of Breira. That's why, again, when Ayo comes along and brings up his Breisa, even though his Breisa contradicts our Mishnah, we have another Mishnah which indicates to us that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira either. Ula Amar Leisa La'ayimim Asnisin. So Ula said that, but one second, I can't ignore our Mishnah. And our Mishnah clearly seems to indicate that Rabbi Huda does hold of Breira. Ve'alahadik tani Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. So we'll say, but what do you do? So Ula comes along and says, no, I assign primacy to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, indicates that Rabbi Huda does hold of Breira, because Rabbi Huda allows you to make multiple Eruvim and only decide on Shabbos day which one retroactively went into effect. Ben Hashmashas. So, and I think, and Rabbi Yehuda says, I think that our version, our Mishnah, is stronger than Ayo's Braisa. Aye, but what about the Mishnah we just quoted over here? What about the Mishnah of one who purchases wine from Kusim, which pretty clearly indicates that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Breira? So I would say, watch this. Ula, Zuzi Katani. Ula quotes the opinions in pairs. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osir. So we'll say, watch this. It's very interesting. So Ula says that's because you're reading the Mishnah wrong. So we'll say, you read the Mishnah as that what happens? Meichel v'shosim, you have Divrei Rabbi Meir. So right, you went ahead and you read the Mishnah as saying that what? You can go ahead and separate out, designate different lugin, different amounts of wine for different tithes, even though you're not actively separating anything. And when you later on separate, it becomes retroactively clarified that that which you separate was that which you designated. And you read that as Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Kama, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Osiv, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim. Ula says you put the comma in the wrong place. It's Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda. Incredible what a comma does. Right? Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda agrees that there is Breira. So now you have two Mishnayis. The Mishnah by Halokeach Yain Ibn Akusim, one who purchases wine from Kusim. The Mishnah ultimately again by Erevin. Both highlighting the idea that what? That Halacha Lamaisa. That Halacha Lamaisa, Rabbi Huda holds a Breira. And then it's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Osrim. So the Gemara says, okay, so we'll say, Zinhau, what it sounds like is we're going to leave Rabbi Yehuda alone, and we're going to assume that Ayo was incorrect, and Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, does subscribe to the concept of retroactive clarification, does subscribe to the concept of Breira. Now the Gemara says, one second, so the Gemara says, V'savar Rabbi Yossi ein Breira, so we'll say now, from the Mishnah we just quoted, from one who purchases wine from the Kusim, it sounds like Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Breira. Is that true? V'hatnan, we learned. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shtei Nashim Shelakhu Es Kineihem Be'eruv, O Shenasnu Kinein LaKoin, Ezo Sheyirtze Koin Yakriv Ola, Ule Ezo Sheyirtze Yakriv Chatas. So Rabbi Yossi says as follows, if two women, Rabbi Yossi, bring their bird pairs, let's say two women gave birth, and they both have to bring a pair of birds as part of their karbanos. Remember, so there are two birds. One is offered up as an ola, one is offered up as a chatos. So let's say the women just go ahead and give their birds to the kohen without designating which is which. The kohen has the ability to go ahead and decide which is going to be an ola, which is going to be a chatos. So we'll say, isn't that breira? Right? Isn't that breira? Meaning, doesn't it turn out then that the kohen retroactively clarifies which bird, right? First of all, which bird belongs to which woman? And ultimately, again, which is going to be a chatas, which is going to be an ola? So we'll say to which the Gemara says, Hasam, Amarava, so it appears that Rabbi Yossi does hold the breira, to which the Gemara says, no, Amarava, Hasam kishehisnu. And we'll say, what's the case? The case is where the women stipulated amongst themselves. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Kishehisnu, Hanosh, first wide line in Rashi, Hanoshim beinehen, Shekom ishi yakriva koin lishma, yeheshala. So we'll say, so the women themselves stipulated, that halacha lemaisa, they left everything to the kohen. In other words, what ended up happening is the women between the two of them bought four birds, and they actively decided amongst both of them that whatever the kohen decides, you know, whichever bird is going to be for what, for who, so that we leave totally to the kohen. To which the Gemara says, Ihachi mai lememra. So I don't understand. If that's the case, see, they will say, just understand how Breira works, right? So the case of Breira would be two women, Rachel and Leah, each of them bought a pair of birds, which means that at some point in time, two of the birds belonged to Rachel, two of the birds belonged to Leah. It could be that Rachel and Leah also went ahead and each established one of those birds as a chatas, one of those birds as a kohen. Then they go ahead and they give all four birds to the kohen. And then what happens? But yet, they don't indicate which is the chatos, which is the ola, which is Rachel's, which is Leah. So then the kohen comes along and says, these two are Rachel's, chatas, ola. These two are Leah's, chatas, ola. That's Breira. Then it turns out that the kohen retroactively clarified which one belongs to who. The Gemara is saying, no, that's not this case. In this case, just collectively, they bought four birds. Rachel never claimed two. Leah never claimed two. Rachel never identified a chatas and a ola. Leah never identified a chatas and a ola. What did they do? They said to the kohen, here's four birds. Two of us, Both of us gave birth. Chatas and Ola, you decide whatever you want. So therefore, I will say there was never any active ownership or active classification. So therefore, everything was left to the Kohen. To which the Gemara says, okay, so like, obviously, like, so what's the chiddush in that case? If you're ceding all decision making rights and we'll call designatory or designation rights to the Kohen, so the Maisa, what's there to talk about? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you. Kamash, the Gemara says, Kamash lan kidrav chista. It teaches us like the position of Rav Chista, or as Rav Chista say, Amar Rav Chista ain hakinen misparshos, Ella amud beis, Ella iba lekichas bailin, iba asias kohen. Because also Rav Chista taught a very interesting idea, which is you have the ability to designate bird pairs at one of two intervals, either at the time they are purchased, or at the time that the Kohen is going to offer them. Look at Rashi. Eina Kinen. It's the last Rashi. I'm sorry. Alam Zayin Amad Aleph. Eina Kinen. Shal kol mechusari kapara misparshos. Eza ola ve'eza chatos. Ela. Tap Rashi now. Alam Zayin Amad Aleph. Ela iba lekichas bailim. Shono b'shas lekicha. Zuani lokech le'ola bezula chatos. O bas, yes, Kohen. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, the Gemara is just highlighting here just an interesting and peculiar, not peculiar, but interesting halacha, which is that when it comes to bird pairs can only be designated at one of two specific times, either at the time that they're purchased or at the time that the Kohen is going to offer it. But there is no power of designation in between those two times. So therefore, again, if when Rachel and Leah buy their birds, I identify which belongs to each and which is a chatas, which is an all of that works. If you don't do it b'shas l'kicha at the time of purchase, the next possible time, the next window of designation, ultimately again is when the Kohen offers it. Look at the next Rashi. Ibas yas Kohen. Avalim lochum stam va'achar kach kar aleim shem ein shem chal aleim v'yachal ha'Kohen l'shnosas. Was very interesting. So for example, if Rachel and Leah did not designate their birds at the time of purchase, and then sometimes after the time of purchase, but before they gave it over to the Kohen, designated, that designation is meaningless. And when it comes to the hands of the Kohen has the right to switch the designation should he choose. So the Gemara says, Ukrag darish, Rav Chista, b'seder yuma, v'lakcha shtei torim o shtei b'nei yona, echal yola v'echal l'chatos, k'siv gabi Kohen, v'aso ha-Kohen es ha-echar chatos v'ha-echar ola. Alma ein shame ola bechatas chalalein ela belekicho basiyes. So we'll say, therefore, again, Chizad Dash is the pasuk that the pasuk seems to highlight two significant intervals. It's interval number one, or we'll call it interval number one, is the time of purchase. Interval number two is the time of offering. And Rav Chista understands from this that ultimately the designation of the birds could happen at one of two intervals. This is actually very interesting. So if you don't designate at the time of purchase, the next possible time of designation is the time of offering. Okay, Vakati. So let's get back. Vakati. So Rabbi Yossi ein breira. But remember again, from the Mishnah of Halokeach Yayin ben Akusim, that one who purchases wine from the Kusim. So remember again, what did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said, remember again, what's the case? I purchased wine. The wine is Tevel. I have to tithe it. I understand that. So now, but the issue is, let's say I can't set aside Chuma, Meiser Shein from the wine right now. So what do I say? I say, the 2 Lugin that I'm going to separate will be Chuma. The 10 Lugin will be Meiser. The 5 Lugin will be Meiser Sheini. And I designated in my mind that I'm going to separate it later. So remember again, we have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda saying that works because they subscribe to Breira. Rabbi Yossi says it does not work. Now, we assume the reason Rabbi Yossi says it does not work is why? Because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Breira. You can't do that. Either you do separate it or you don't separate it. There's no such thing as designating it now mentally, and then later on when I separate it physically, it turns out retroactively that what I separated physically retroactively is the same item that I identified mentally before. It doesn't work. So is that true that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Breira? So Gemara says, one second, Tanya. Ama Aretz Shomer Lechaver Kach Liaguda Achal Shel Yerek. Supposed to listen to this case. So an Ama Aretz says to a Chaver. Remember again, the Chaver is a Talmud Chacham. The Chaver is someone who is careful with Trumas and Maisers. So an Ama Aretz says to a Chaver, do me a favor. You're going shopping. You're going to pick up a bundle of vegetables. Do me a favor and pick me up a bundle as well. Oh, Gluska Achos. Or do me a favor and, you know, you're going to the bakery to pick up a loaf of bread. Do me a favor, pick up a loaf of bread for me also. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Eino tzarech la'aser divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that the chaver is not obligated to tithe the produce before he goes ahead and gives it to the Amar Sebo say, now this is really fascinating. What's the concern in this case over here? The concern is like this. Maybe the way I should view this case is when the Talmud Chacham purchases, let's say, the bundle of vegetables, really what is he doing? He's purchasing two bundles. He owns two bundles. Now what he's choosing then to do is what? Is convey ownership or give a gift or whatever, sell one of those bundles to the Ama Aretz. Now Rabbosei, remember again, there's a chazaka that a chaver does not allow produce to leave his ownership without what? Without being tithed. So Rabbosei, so the shaila over here is that halacha lemaisa, when the Talmud Chacham goes ahead and gives over. Look at Rashi just a moment. Amar Shomer Lachav, look at Rashi. Shechavar holich l'shuk likach lo yerek liatzmo. So we'll see, remember again, the case over here is Talmud Chacham is going to the shuk to go grocery shopping, to go vegetable shopping. From the Amar is kach li gam agudas yerek. So we'll say, so what happens? So the Amar says, do me a favor. Go ahead and pick me up a bundle of vegetables as well. So in tzorich chaver la'aser d'may me'oseh shenas li'am aretz, af api shalakach shalov v'shal am aretz tam lo pirish kishna. So let's listen to this. So remember, if you hold, so let's just play this out. If you don't hold the breira, see Rabbo say, then it's possible that the am aretz ultimately again owns both of those bundles. If he owns both of those bundles, then halacha l'maaseh, he really should tithe it before he gives it to the am aretz. If you hold the breira, then Rabbo say, what does breira teach you? Breira tells me that when I go ahead and I give a bundle to the Ama Aretz, then what was that? Retroactively, it's clarified that that was the bundle that was originally purchased for him, and I never owned it. So we'll say, Breira allows you to go back and say that when you hand that bundle of vegetables to the Ama Aretz, that's the same bundle you picked up from the seller's shelf. Right? And you never really owned that. Therefore, again, there's no obligation of tithing. So Boses Rabbi Yossi says that halacha lemaisa, the chaver is not obligated to tithe the produce before he gives it to the amaretz, and chacham say he has to. So Boses, this indicates to us that what Rabbi Yossi holds of breira. Because Boses, remember again, if you don't hold of breira, then essentially the way you would have to do this transaction is the talmud chacham, the chaver, taking ownership over both bundles, and then subsequently giving something or selling something to the amaretz. Well, again, any time the Talmud Chacham takes ownership, then by definition, there devolves upon him an obligation to tithe. The fact that Rabbi Yossi says he doesn't have to tithe the produce before giving it to the Ama Aretz indicates that Rabbi Yossi holds of Breira. So that contradicts what he said before, to which the Gemara says, Eifuch, just switch it around. Okay. So the Gemara answers, no, it's Rabbi Yossi who holds Tzarech La'aser, and the Chachamim who hold Eino Tzarech La'aser. So Eino Chinar, we'll say, take a look at Rashi just a moment. Chum Om Tzarech La'aser, De'ein Breira, V'yishlomer L'tzarech Chaver Lokcha, V'chozru Machlifa Li'ama Aretz, V'chavra Eino Rasha Limkra La'ama Aretz, Darashina Mutuka. So the Gemara essentially answers the contradiction by saying, switch the positions. In fact, it is Rabbi Yossi who holds that the Talmud Chacham is obligated to tithe before he gives it to the Amaretz, and the Chacham say you're not obligated to tithe. So therefore, I will say, kind of maintaining Rabbi Yossi's shita that we saw in the case of one who purchases wine from the Kusim as well, that halacha lemaisa, there is no breira. Okay, so I will say, so just where we're holding right now, it appears that Rabbi Yossi is holding fast that ain't breira. There is no breira. Okay, Tashma. Ha'omer ma'aser sheish li bebeisi, mechula al sela shetal le biyadi min akid. So let's listen to this next case. A person says, I have ma'aser in my home, and I want to redeem. I have ma'aser sheni. I want to redeem the ma'aser sheni that is in my home with the coin that I take out of my pocket. B'sela shetal le min akid. With whatever sela ultimately again comes out of my pocket. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechulal. Rabbi Yossi says it works. Now we'll say, look at Rashi just a moment. Rabbi Yossi Omer Chilal V'chisalek Biyadei Aminan Yesh Beira Shezeh Shechilal Ma'aser Sheni Aleh Di'i Ein Beira Lo Amar Midi Ela Aminan Dehasela D'Salka Biyadei Hashta Lo Havadaiti Lahachlev. So we'll say, now listen to this. See, a normal case would be you take a coin and you say my Ma'aser Sheni should be redeemed on this coin. In this case, what you're saying over here is, any coin that comes out of my pocket ultimately, again, the Maaser Sheni will be redeemed on this coin. Then you take out a coin. So we'll say, if you think about it, what happens over here is there's Brera that occurs over here. Because when you take out that coin from your pocket, it becomes retroactively clarified that what? That the coin that you were speaking about was the coin that you just took out of your pocket. And yet Rabbi Yossi says that Halacha L'Maaseh works, which seems to indicate to us that Halacha L'Maaseh, Rabbi Yossi holds a Brera. Eifoch, Eimo Rabbi Yossi Omer Lochilel. Okay, so switch it around. Rabbi Yossi really holds that it does not work. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. So just understand what you've just done. You've just switched around two brises. To change the position of Rabbi Yossi in order to maintain the position of Rabbi Yossi as espoused in the Mishnah by one who purchases wine from the Kusim. So why are you switching around? The Gemara says, why did you just switch two brises to support one Mishnah? But say, ultimately, why don't you go ahead and switch the version and the Mishnah and accommodate the two brises? In other words, what the Gemara is saying over here is, at a certain point in time, if you have to keep switching so many brises, you might want to rethink your position. But say, what an incredible mussar. What an incredible mussar in life. You know, if you have to make too many excuses to justify a particular behavior, you might want to re-examine the behavior. I was supposed to say, it's an incredible yisod, because we spend so much time in life justifying things. This is really okay because of this. This is really permissible because of this. Okay, maybe one excuse you can get by with, but if you have to make so many justifications to justify a lifestyle, to justify a recreation, to justify an activity, to justify an approach, then the Maaseh says, probably kedai to rethink it. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, because I'll tell you why. Havada ipchatanyo. Diktani seifa. Umod Rabbi Yossi ba'omer Maaseh sheish li b'soch b'esi. Yemechulal al sela chadosha shetala biyadi mirakis. Shechilal. So also listen to this, because in that seifa of the Braisa we just quoted, that if a person has Maaseh inside of his house and he wants to redeem the Maaseh, and he says the Maaseh should be redeemed on the new sela that will come out of my pocket. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi agrees that halacha l'maaseh, that works. That works. To which the Gemara says, Mi dika'amar halcha shechilel, michlal dehasam lo chilel. See, they both say, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi says that case works, indicates to us that the reisha case, the first case, doesn't work, which justifies our approach in switching the position of Rabbi Yossi. To which the Gemara says, so by the way, what is this case? Right? So we'll say, so a person has Meister in their home and they decide that they want to go ahead and redeem the Meister on the new seller that comes out of my pocket. What's the case of the new seller? So I'll say, if you want to say that there are two or three new sellers in my pocket, and essentially I say, whichever new seller I take out of my pocket, that should be the coin upon which the Maaser Sheni is redeemed. That's Brera. That's Brera, right? So Deyesh Brera, Hainu Kamaisa, Ela Deleka Ela Chada. Rather, we'll say, what's the case? The case is where I have multiple coins in my pocket, but only one new seller. To which the Gemara says, if that's the case, my Tala, Aidi de Tani Reisha Tala, Tana Nami Seifa Tala. So both said, again, it's just preserving textual symmetry. Since the first case in the Mishnah, both said, which was what? That I hereby deconsecrate the Maaser Sheni on whatever coin will come out of my pocket. So remember, again, since he's Lashon of Tala, come out of my pocket, it uses the Lashon by the Seifa of Tala as well. So I just want to point out, it's really two different cases. In case number one, that really employs Brera. I have multiple coins in my pocket. I say whichever coin comes out of my pocket, ultimately the Maaser Sheni should be redeemed on that. That employs Brera. Rabbi Yossi holds that case will not work. In the second case, I say the Maaser Sheni should be redeemed on the new coin that is in my pocket. How many new coins are in my pocket? The Gemara says one. One, in that case, Rabbi Yossi says, works. So why does he use Lashon of Tala? Whichever new coin comes out of my pocket, there's only one coin. Textual symmetry. Amali Rav Rav Nachman. So what we've done essentially is preserved the position of Rabbi Yossi of holding Ein Breira. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. So we have Rabbi Yehuda holding Yesh Breira. We have Rabbi Yossi holding Ein Breira. Amali Rav Rav Nachman. Man hai tana dafilu b'dirabonon les le brera. So we'll say, comes along, Rav says to Rav Nachman, Who is the opinion who will not even hold the Breira in cases of Dirabanans? Why I will say, where does this come up? Listen to this. Amr l'chamisha, interesting case. Amr l'chamisha, harini ma'ariv al-iza mikem she'erza. Well, so listen to this. A person says to a group of five people, I am hereby making an Erev for one of you. You know, remember, mostly you could be a shliach to make an Erev for someone else. So a person says to a group of five people, I'm going to make an Erev for one of you. For one of you. Me'ezim ikem she'erza. But I'm not deciding now. So I'm going to decide later on which one of you I want the Erev to work for. Ratzisi le'yelech, lo ratzisi lo yelech. Ratzim mi ba'od yom. So we'll say, and I'll decide again, essentially, which one of you has extended mobility on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ratzim mi ba'od yom, iruva iruv. So we'll say again, if he went ahead and literally again he wanted this, or he desired this, or I should say, he made the Erev ben Hashemash, just the Erev works. Mishech Hashecha. Ultimately, again, ein eruv eruv. So we'll say what this sounds like over here is that there's no breira. What it sounds like is, as long as the individual making the eruv decided who he wanted it to work for before Shabbos started, i.e. ben Hashemashos, the eruv works. If he didn't decide who he wants it to work for until after ben Hashemashos, the eruv does not work. Then I will say, so what that's essentially saying is what? There's no breira. Now, we're assuming over here that the halacha is that Erev Tchumen is Dirabanan. So you see over here that there's an opinion that holds that you don't even hold of Breira by Dirabanan's Ishtik Velo Amrle Velo Midi. So we'll say ultimately again, Rav Nachman was silent and he did not respond. I Velema Le Tana Debe Ayohu. So why don't you just say, Rabbo, say that this is the position of Ayo? Because remember again, Ayo wanted to present that even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Breira by Erev as well. So ultimately, again, so just Rav Nachman didn't know about the statement of Ayo. So Rav Yosef Amar, Tanai Shakalta Mi Alma. Rav Yosef says, I don't understand why you're making this such a big deal. This is a machlokis tanoim. This whole thing is a machlokis tanoim. Disanya, Harini Me'ariv L'Shabbasa Shakal Hashana. So if a person says, I hereby make an Erev for all of the Shabbasos of the year. Ratzisi Eilech, Lo Ratzisi Lo Eilech. So if I, in other words, and I could decide ultimately, again, if I want to activate that Erev or not. So what's the halacha? Ratzah mi ba'od yom, Erev ha'Erev, Meshech ha'Shecha. So if you decided, Bein HaShemashas, that the Erev should go into effect, the Erev works. What happens if you waited until nightfall, until Shabbat started to decide if you wanted the Erev to go into effect or not? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Erev ha'Erev, V'chachamim Omerim, Ein Erev ha'Erev. So what's Rabbi Shimon says, it works. And the Chachamim say it does not work. So we'll say, what's the machlokes? It's a machlokes about yesh breira, ain breira. So ultimately, again, Rabbi Shimon will say yesh breira. And therefore, again, we'll say, as long as you position the Erev before Shabbos, even if you make your decision on Shabbos, it's retroactively clarified that really the decision went into effect Bein HaShemashos. And the Chachamim say, no, you don't hold the breira. So the Gemara is just saying, this is a machlokes tanoim. But again, we have Rabbi Shimon on record saying before that he doesn't hold the Breira. Okay, they will say it's a stira. To which the Gemara says, Ella Epoch. The truth is you could also switch the positions of Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. My Kasha, but what's the contradiction? Dilma, ki lesle Rabbi Shimon Breira bedaraisa. Maybe Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the Breira, but so that's by daraisas. Ava b'dirabonon isle. But maybe by dirabonon's he does hold the breira. So we'll say this is very interesting. Kasev Rav Yosef, man de islay breira lo shna b'daraisa, lo shna b'dirabanan. So the Gemara says, islay, uman de lesley breira lo shna b'daraisa, lo shna b'dirabanan lesley. So we'll say, Rav Yosef is of the opinion that Lamay say, either you hold the breira or you don't hold the breira. And if you hold the breira, that decision will devolve upon both rabbinic and biblical law. But if you don't hold the breira, it doesn't apply to other. Rava Amar Rava says, so we'll say, so again, so I just want to point out what's happening over here. So the Gemara is finally coming to the conclusion that halacha lemaisa, breira is a machlokes tanoim. It's a machlokes tanoim. And again, we kind of knew that going into this discussion already to begin with, but lemaisa, again, it's a machlokes tanoim. Now, Rabbo, say, here's the interesting machlokes. So now that I know that breira is a machlokes tanoim, and again, we saw that. That's why it's no problem to say that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the breira, Rabbi Huda does hold the breira, because once I establish it as a machlokes tanoim, it is understandable It is understood that there are going to be differences of opinion. Now, Rabbosa, the interesting discussion that comes up is, can there be mechalik between a da'oraisa and a derabanan? Is there such a thing as saying that you hold there is breira by a derabanan, no breira by a da'oraisa, or do we say no? Once you hold the breira, breira is a concept which devolves upon rabbinic and biblical law the same way. So if you hold breira, it's in all cases. If you don't hold the breira, it's in all cases. So we'll say, so that's the machlokes where it's holding right now. We'll stop over here for today. We'll let Mirza Hashem pick up with Rava. We're not finished with this yet. First of all, we still have to see the halacha lamaisa, at least as it applies to Eruv. We still have to see that. And then Mirza Hashem, we also have to see if halacha lamaisa, the concepts ultimately, again, will apply to Drabbanan versus Doraisas as well. Shkach HaBosai.